Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Reviews in the Clubhouse. As always, brought to you by Clubhouse Films. We are your hosts, Chance McDuffie, and...
I couldn't think of someone today.
I wanted to see how fast I could do that, just to throw you off.
I was really thrown off.
Yeah, I could tell. Your eyebrows shot way up.
Oh, I did it again, but I realized people can't see me. Yes, my name is Logan Solana. Hello. I'm drinking iced coffee.
Oh, it's good to have you on the show, Logan.
Thank you. I'm a big fan. Big fan.
Really?
The only fan, really.
One of two. Yeah. Not including me.
Oh.
Speaking of fans, be sure to check us out on social media. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We don't have a Snapchat.
I think we should.
Nah.
Why
Snapchat's
not?
A dying app.
Only because people like you.
People don't use it.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's like the most... used I'm gonna send Nikki pic, and then
some
I don't
boobies.
Want people to know that I send it
until they screenshot it,
right? But don't you get a notification? You
well,
see
yeah,
notification.
I still have it though.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
Wow,
you're not wrong there.
I know.
We have a new theme song. You want to hear it?
Do we really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, listen. Another new theme song. Wow, that was probably really loud.
Fuck them. That's a good one.
Oh, okay. So what's out that window is early today.
Oh, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah,
I forgot to say. It's Sunday, May 23rd.
I feel like you've not done that the past couple of times.
Probably
not.
Hang on, wait.
Okay.
Well, no, because I have the date written down from the last time,
which
was the 16th.
You didn't change it.
Yeah, I didn't change it.
Anyway, so our neighbor, super nice lady. We really like her.
Is she the one that flicks all the cigarette butts?
No. I think it's the maintenance man, because I saw him smoking. Yeah, even worse, right? Because we figured the maintenance shed is like right there next door to our house. Anyways, so she has a husky and... beautiful dog, very well behaved. I said, like, what's your dog's name again? Holy shit, that was loud, Chance. I'm like,
now I'm too close to the table.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm you ready. Situated?
Yes.
Okay. The punchline is great. Well, now I feel like it's not going to be that good.
Just go on. Just do it. It's all about delivery.
All right. I asked her what the dog's name. I'm like, what's your dog's name? She goes, oh, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what is it? And she goes, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm sorry. I didn't hear it. The dog's name is Neil. It's the most boring name. Neil.
Yeah, Neil the Husky. That could be a...
She said every day when they come in, like from their walk, it sits in front of our door instead of hers.
I'm just confused.
Yeah.
No, speaking of, like, so we have a cat. And somehow he made it outside and we had no idea that he was out there.
When was this?
This was like during the week. It was like Wednesday or something like that.
Minx?
Yes. He was gone. We had no idea. So we're just hanging out, making dinner. It was Monday, because that's when she made tacos. I think it was Monday. Anyway, so we're sitting here. We're just hanging out, right? And this motherfucker comes back up the stairs of the patio, because we live on the second floor. And we got like a little balcony. And he comes up and he just goes, he scratches on the glass to be let back in the house.
It's funny.
And Obi realizes that Minx is outside, and Obi loses his fucking mind. And I saw him moving out of the corner of my eye, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? And we open the door, and he comes back in. He's got like fucking dirt and grass and shit all in his back. He
you
lays
don't let
down.
Him outside, right?
No, because he fucking
right.
ventures off.
And plus, he's declawed, isn't he?
No.
Oh, he's not? Okay, no. Good. Well, that's good.
But yeah, he just took an adventure and he came back. He came back and just knocked on the door like, hey,
that's funny.
I'm ready to come inside now.
I love your cat.
Outside for hours.
I love Minx.
He's a son of a bitch.
It's so funny. When we used to be, like, we used to do the podcast at your place, you had that closet where his litter box was, and he would just sit in the corner, scratch at the door, and he'd be like, Minxie.
Go away. That's literally what that's all he does.
He likes me, though.
Yeah, well, for now.
For now.
I mean, he likes me, but I just kind of stay away from him. Because if he scratches me, I don't know if I'm going to be able to not punt him across the
room. Oh, my God. Really?
I'm not a big fan of cats. Well, cats are demons.
Says who?
Me.
Okay.
That's why the Egyptians
worship them.
Yeah.
Because they were demons.
The guardians of hell or whatever the fuck. Remember in The Mummy, he's scared of cats?
Yeah, I thought they were. Oh.
Mm.
Yeah, I guess.
I got some stuff off the top.
Oh, okay. About that. Oh, I was going to say something else, but that's fine.
Okay, no, go ahead.
I don't remember what it was.
Oh, well.
That's why I said that's fine.
Star Wars.
Oh, I remember.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I don't know.
Oh. Star Wars saves. Empire Strikes Back celebrated its 41st anniversary on Friday.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. Think about that.
Is that it?
Yeah, that was it.
Great.
Yeah. I got some news.
Huzzah. What? Is that not part of the news?
Nah, I said off the top.
Oh. I don't know what that means.
That means before the news.
Oh, before the news. Yeah. Okay. We're in a bit of a giggly mood.
Yeah. I wish we could tell you why.
We can't tell you, but it's really funny.
Yeah. I have never felt more like I was working in my life. And I was just sitting on the couch watching things. And it was just like, oh my God. I don't think I've rolled my eyes so much in my life. But hey. It's an educational experience.
Yep.
Hopefully.
Go on.
You can be able to do the podcast.
I'm going to try.
All right. So we got some news. This is big news. Big. Well, big to me and you, but maybe not to like average people.
Something about movie theaters?
Warner Media was sold by... So AT&T owned Warner Media, and they sold it to Discovery.
Mm-hmm.
For $43 billion in stocks and cash. So Discovery will now own Warner Media and will merge it into Discovery and make a new company. This company doesn't have a name yet, but it'll have like all of Discovery's library along with Warner Media, which is like Warner Brothers and HBO and all that bullshit.
And Discovery as in like the Discovery Channel?
Yes. The company will be comprised of shareholders. 71% of the shareholders are from AT&T, and the rest will be from Discovery. This is good because since Warner Media has been under the control of AT&T, it's been a shit show.
Mm-hmm.
HBO Max, they rolled that out, and it was fucking underwhelming.
Has the subscriber base gone up for that?
A little bit, but I don't have the numbers, but it's still underperforming.
Hmm.
And they've tarnished relationships with filmmakers with this whole you're getting the straight to VOD and theatrical release on the same day. You got people like Denis Villeneuve and Christopher Nolan like writing puff pieces, basically calling them idiots.
Love it.
AT&T just needs, they're like, yeah, they want to focus more on their telecommunications.
That's not true.
I'm like, selling phones. Like, they failed. And they know it, and that's why they sold it for $43 billion.
Yeah.
Because it's worth way more than that. But Discovery has a pretty impressive library. They have
Mythbusters.
Food Network, Animal Planet, OWN, which is Oprah Winfrey's shit.
Oh, really? I
HGTV,
didn't know that.
ID, A&E, Lifetime. The Discovery Plus like app, it already has 15 million subscribers.
Holy shit. That's not a lot.
Yeah. So I don't know when this merger will be done. It'll probably be like another year or two because they have to, legally, they have, there's like a whole bunch of shit that they have to go through. And like
what?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. That's like when Fox, or when Disney bought Fox, that deal wasn't finalized for like years because it had to go through legal channels to make
correct
sure.
Mundo.
Make sure everything was good. Make sure there was no corporate corruption or nothing like that. But next bit of news. Amazon is looking to buy MGM for $9 million. Variety reports. Amazon is weeks into negotiations on a deal to acquire MGM for about $9 million. Industry sources tell Variety that chatter that Amazon and other tech and media giants have been sniffing around MGM. This rumor has been circulating for quite some time, but sources indicate that Amazon's interest in acquiring the studio has taken on a new tenure beyond the usual rumor mill. So the big deal is that Amazon Studios and like Prime Studios are going to own MGM, which is like, that's the Rocky franchise, the Hobbit, Silence of the Lambs, the Pink Panther shit, the Bond films. I think I've seen one Pink Panther movie. All the Bond films. So all of that shit would be owned by Amazon now. If the deal goes through, but it looks like it's more than likely going to go through.
She seems unnecessary to me.
I mean, why not?
Why not, Chance?
Yeah.
Because if you look at the breakdown, only three companies in the entire world own everything.
Well, media-wise. Okay. How important is that? Movies.
Yeah, how important is our livelihood?
I
mean, no, don't
get me wrong. I love movies, but movies don't make the world go around or anything like that.
I would completely argue and say that the innovation of sound in film was one of the most groundbreaking things in human history of all time.
Yes, but it didn't change the course of man. It didn't. I mean, what atrocities did it stop? How did it? Entertainment, yes, it's
what
great.
What atrocities did it stop?
Yeah.
Could be countless. Movies, could like, be none.
I love movies. We know this.
I love Lucy, yes.
Okay. This is what I'm going to do with my life. Stupid. But as far as like there are bigger issues than film.
When The Dictator came out,
mm-hmm.
You know The Dictator?
With
Charlie Chaplin.
Yes.
When that came out,
mm-hmm.
That was fucking huge. That could have launched.
Huge. It was huge.
Okay.
I love saying that.
I thought we were done with that.
We're never done.
When The Dictator.
We're going to sell these tickets. They're going to be huge. It's terrific.
Ironic. You're to the rim. Dictator.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we're not political.
I didn't make that connection.
Yeah,
we're not.
Yeah. Anyways, Dictator, that was a huge moment in history.
Next bit of news.
Okay.
Did you hear that Dune is getting a theatrical release only?
Is it Dune?
Mm-hmm.
Dune, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you hear that?
I did hear that.
It's not true.
Oh.
So there were rumors circulating due to a report from Deadline that Dune was finally going to skip HBO Max and have a solely theatrical release. HBO is going to debut the film at the Venice Film Festival this year. And then it was supposed to have a 45-day theatrical window release.
Uh-huh.
However, Warner Media's head of communications, Joanna Fuentes? I don't know how to say her name. I think it is. Yeah, it is Fuentes. She quickly took to Twitter and shot down the reports. She said, Dune will premiere in theaters and on HBO Max on the same day in the U.S.
Fuck off.
So it's very rare for like one of the big media conglomerates like Deadline or The Hollywood Reporter or Variety or whatever.
To be wrong.
So it sounds to me like they don't know what the fuck is going on. And one person saying one thing, other people are saying something else. So it's kind of like a mixed bag. And especially because HBO Max is being sold, or not HBO Max, but Warner Media is being sold right now. Like what I just said.
Yep.
Just a minute ago. So it sounds like.
When did you say that?
The first thing.
That was the first thing you said? Mm-hmm. Go back to that.
Okay. Warner Media sold by AT&T for $43 billion. So it sounds like there's just a lot of conflicting things going on and people don't really know what the fuck's going on with this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty shitty because
yeah, it's pretty depressing. But I mean,
if they're trying to build up, because from what I understand about because the script got leaked.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
From what I understand, the movie is the first half of the first book. So the second movie would be the rest of book one. And there's like fucking 8 books or whatever.
Jesus Christ.
And they want to make a trilogy, I believe.
Okay. Denis Villeneuve won't direct a trilogy.
But he wants to. Like he wants to make a franchise out of this. But if it doesn't get a theatrical release, there's no way it's going to be able to make.
Listen, I've said that since we started talking about like films moving to it, I said, well, kiss your Avenger movies goodbye. You just can't make $300 million films for a streaming
platform.
Disney
would never just drop, Marvel would never just drop an Avengers movie on
okay,
streaming.
Fine. Titanic then. Still, a $200 million film. You can't make a Titanic film.
Well, I mean, look at Amazon. Look how much money they're spending on.
It's fucking crazy.
Lord of the Rings.
Once in a lifetime thing, potentially.
I don't know. I think that movies cost way too much now.
I would agree with that. Yeah,
like
I think
way
it's
too much. Like a movie that costs over $150 million. This sounds ridiculous to me to make. It's insane. Anyway.
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous. But.
Have you ever seen the film Attack the Block?
Never even heard of that.
Attack the Block 2 is coming from Joe Cornish and John Boyega.
Are you saying Attack the Block?
Attack the Block.
Okay. Not blob.
No. Block as in a street.
Okay. Attack the block.
Two is coming from Joe Cornish and John Boyega. The indie film that made John Boyega a household name. The story takes place in London. It's about like they live in a high rise and there's a whole bunch of fucking aliens and they come and invade and they have to like...
In London.
Yeah, on the flip side of London.
We've got a couple British listeners and I'm sure they just hate us.
Yeah, fuck them.
No, not fuck them.
Clearly I'm joking. If they're listeners, they know that I am kidding.
Yeah.
But yeah, Attack the Block 2. Cool. Yeah, the movie turns 10 years old this year, so...
Damn, really?
Yeah, that was the movie that led to him in
Star Wars.
Yes, because J.J. Abrams.
J.J., what if he was French? J.J. Abrams.
Hello, my name is J.J. Abrams.
Oh, J.J.
Have a croissant?
Have a croissant. Would you like a baguette? All right.
Some French fries.
Some freedom fries.
G.G.
I think they call them freedom fries.
Do they really?
I think they do.
No way.
Yeah.
French fries aren't even French, are they?
No, they're American, which is why I think they call them freedom fries.
Boo.
Would you like some freedom fries? Or maybe I saw that in a movie.
With some ketchup? Freedom fries?
Okay. Oh, there's another one.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Let's go back. Audio being introduced in films and stuff, mm-hmm. Huge, because how would we know how crazy Hitler is? Look at that.
From all the news broadcasts.
But you wouldn't be... You just see a man pounding his fist and not knowing what about the radio? He's saying.
That's how people got their news.
That is true. Yes.
Listen here. This just in.
We interrupt your program. What the fuck are we doing? Make sure you survive.
You sound like Bay.
Oh, yeah. We take Gotham back from the crowd.
All right. Speaking of Bane, Nemesis. So a Nemesis comic book movie is coming with Academy Award winning writer. What's her name?
I'll finish my coffee.
Emerald Fennell. She wrote Promising Young Woman. She just won an Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay.
Oh, yes.
So Nemesis is a Mark Miller comic book, the guy that wrote Jupiter's Legacy, the Marvel Civil War comics, Kick-Ass, Kingsman, Wanted.
Jupiter's Legacy, that's the new Netflix shit. Okay, yeah.
He made those comics. So Nemesis is basic. Imagine Batman. He's just this rich, skilled guy, but he's very evil.
Okay.
So he's just an evil Batman.
I can picture that.
Movie Web reports, Nemesis movie is moving forward with promising young woman writer and filmmaker Emerald Fennell. The comic book writer Mark Miller, who created and wrote the Nemesis comic series for Marvel Comics, has announced that Fennell wrote the latest screenplay for the long-awaited project. I guess they've been working on this for quite some time.
Sounds like it.
It's not clear if Fennell is also intended to direct, and no director is officially attached to the movie at this time.
Fennell.
Fennell, who just won an Academy Award for a Best Screenplay for... Promising Young Woman, has just delivered the last draft for Nemesis, and it's extremely cool, said Miller.
Said no one.
So cool. I'm excited. Evil Batman, give it to me. No one mind seeing that. We've seen kind of the evil Superman thing with Brightburn, but that was like an original thing.
I like Brightburn. That was cool. You didn't see it? We should watch that.
It was an original thing, but are you recording me right now?
I am.
Why?
I don't know.
This is a podcast only feed. Yeah, evil Batman. I'd like to see him break some people's necks and shoot some people.
Snap the base.
Throw some pointy things at people. Speaking of Batman, we have an Injustice Gods Among Us.
Injustice Gods Among Us.
The video game?
Oh, yeah.
We have an animated movie coming from Warner Brothers.
That's interesting.
One of the most popular DC comic runs. IGN reports DC has revealed its next direct-to-video animated film, and it's a big one. The widely popular fighting game Injustice Gods Among Us is getting a movie adaptation. Oddly, neither DC nor Warner Brothers Animations made a formal announcement for the new project. Instead, its existence was revealed via press release for Batman: The Long Halloween Part 2. So it's curious that they didn't announce it. It was just at like a press meeting.
Why is it called The Long Halloween?
Couldn't tell you. I haven't read it. you know, it's been since I read a comic. I think the last... I was reading The New Avengers when that was out, but that was... I was in high school.
The New Avengers.
Bum, 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 bum.
Bum, 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 bum.
So yeah, Batman: The Long Halloween Part 2. Among the bonus features for that Blu-ray set, we'll get a trailer for Injustice. I don't know when that movie comes out though. The Batman: Long Halloween Part 2.
Yay!
You're gonna love this part.
Oh God.
Aquaman 2 starts production in 6 weeks. Jason Momoa confirms that the film will begin production in July. In an interview with Screen Rant, Momoa said the following. After the end of the first one, I went on with my writing partner and dreamed up the second one, and we went and pitched the idea. He said, the best thing I can give you is that I love it so much that I participated. I loved it so much that I participated in the writing. And so we did the first treatment, and then James and our original writer, David, finished it off. He said, all of our hearts are in it. Instead of just getting a script and doing that, you're 100% being encouraged by your director and co-writer. So they like, after the success of the first one, he and his friend came up with like the story for the second one, and then they gave it to James Wan. It's cool that James Wan was like, yeah, man, I'll take some ideas from you.
Sounds really cool.
to go on. He said, so that's exciting for me, and I'm excited about it overall. He said, yeah, I leave in July and we start filming. So it's important. Momoa didn't write the script. He just helped come up with the overall story. And then James Wan and David Leslie Johnson McGoldrick, that's the writer.
That's a big name.
The original writer for the first movie. They actually wrote the script.
Okay.
So, cool. I like the fact that they're allowing him more creative freedom. Because, I mean, he kind of, apart from James Wan who directed it, but he kind of makes Aquaman who he is, you know what I mean?
Sure.
You gonna put your phone down and listen to me?
I'm listening to you. I'm trying to post to our social media. I want to post that little snippet of you.
Last bit of news.
That was it? Short news.
Yeah. Batgirl movie is moving forward.
What
with,
is it?
Batgirl?
Oh, Batgirl.
Movie moving forward with Bad Boys for Life directors.
I've never seen Bad Boys for Life.
I didn't see the new one. I've seen the first two.
I've seen Good Boys.
Joss Whedon was attached to make this movie years ago, but he walked away from the project.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
But some new info comes to us from Cinema Blend.
Cinema who?
Cinema Blend, like a blender.
Interesting.
The pair of directors will be adapting the script from Birds of Prey and the Flash writer Christina Hodson.
Chris Hansen.
Per the Hollywood Reporter, the movie will be produced exclusively by HBO Max. I don't know if that's a good thing. the pair of directors are Belgium and Moroccan filmmakers.
Wow, that's
cool.
Who
have been working as a duo known as Adil and Bilal.
I love it when you try to pronounce names.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I couldn't do any better.
They started off working on numerous critically acclaimed short films before they began working in TV and nabbing Bad Boys for Life. After bringing Will Smith and Martin Lawrence back together for the blockbuster sequel, they are also expected to direct Eddie Murphy in Beverly Hills Cop 4 now, as well as Batgirl. Cool.
That's a lot. I mean, Beverly Hills Cop, have you ever seen those?
I saw the first one.
Ugh, they're so old.
Yeah.
Think of the 80s. Yeah. 82.
I like when, I don't remember the context of the scene, but when they like throw him through that window when he's like in that, I don't remember where he is, but they throw him out into the street.
I saw that movie when I was 11 years old.
That shit was so funny. But.
There's a dog outside.
Well, what's at that window? Trees.
Nothing. Yeah, nothing today.
Cars.
Dogs pooping.
And asphalt.
Asphalt. Coming this summer.
Coming this summer.
I love you. That's like, this could be like looking at us, Chance. You know, we're a duo, you know, writer, director.
I'm not a director. But
well, writer, director. You know.
I'm a writer.
Yeah. Wait, did you say you're not a writer?
I'm a writer.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's... I was like trying... So is that the last bit of news?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we both going to put our noses up on the mic?
We have to be quiet. Why? Because it's a quiet place.
Oh. Oh, my God. I forgot what we were doing.
Wow. All right. So we're talking about A Quiet Place. Directed by John Krasinski. Written by Brian Woods, Scott Beck, and John Krasinski.
Produced by...
John Krasinski.
Michael Bay.
Yes. And John Krasinski.
Weren't that many explosions in this?
Explosions? Well, he did direct.
Yeah, I know.
In a post-apocalyptic world, a family is forced to live in silence while hiding from monsters with ultra-sensitive hearing. Got Emily Blunt, John Krasinski, Millicent Simmons, and Noah Jupe.
Millicent. There's a character. Oh, Millicent Gurgich. I believe that's from Parks and Recreation.
Explains why I don't know who that is.
I'd never seen this movie before.
This was my favorite movie of 2018 when it came out. I fucking loved it. So I knew that Krasinski, because my wife's a big fan of The Office, so I knew that Krasinski was in it. I actually didn't know that he directed it until like right before I sat down
in
the theater.
I didn't know that
he wrote it. And this movie got me. I was crying.
Really?
Yeah, because what I love about this movie is that like, it's not really a monster movie. I mean, it is, but it's about the family.
Yeah.
And I really bought into like the whole family aspect. Like,
well, you know, this is a Fast and Furious spinoff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are the cars? Too loud.
The truck. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there was that truck. It was too loud, though.
There's nothing more important than me than family.
Nothing more important than me than...
Corona. Fuck those movies. Yeah. Fuck those movies.
Did you hear about Fast 9? They haven't lifted the review embargo, but the social media embargo's up. Apparently it's not that good. Apparently this one is where they cross the line and it's like too ridiculous. Yeah, this one is when...
This is it. This is the thing that... Oh, my God.
I guess there's like a drawbridge that like
breaks. Not the fact that they drive, you know, two Dodge Chargers and you know, attach a safe to the back of them.
That's pretty cool. They actually did that. You know that?
Yes.
That's practical.
Yes, it is actually. That's really cool because they built a car. They built that safe around a car. Mm-hmm. And there's people in there driving that car. Really cool. But so fucking ridiculous, though.
That didn't cross the line.
Are you
that
fucking
was cool.
serious?
That was cool.
When was the last time you saw someone do that in real life?
It's Fast and Furious.
So then why are people complaining about this one then?
Because they shoot a car into space. The last
so
one was pretty.
Space is where they draw
the last
the line.
One was pretty. Remember with the. Oh, you probably
not
didn't
Hollow
it.
Earth.
With the torpedo shit.
Yeah, I'd never seen that.
That was bad. I guess there's like a drawbridge that breaks and the car is like driving across that, but if it breaks, there's no tension, so like the tires wouldn't be able to like
yeah.
And I guess like they have magnets in the trunks of cars, and the magnets somehow
I
doesn't affect the cars that they're in, but they affect other things
that's
around.
So
I don't know. I'm definitely probably not gonna see it.
Oh, I'll watch every single one.
I don't think I've seen the last. I didn't see Hobbs and Shaw. I kind of don't want to see Hobbs
don't
and Shaw.
See it. He holds together a helicopter.
You told me every time I bring up this movie,
it's
you say
so
this.
Fucking stupid.
It's pure
see,
cinema.
Now that's what you don't draw the line there, people. what was it?
Come one, come all. Listen to this shit.
What does he say? You quoted earlier. Yeah, lockdown.
Prepare everyone for EBAC and lockdown. It's so strange to me. Wait,
I'm sorry.
All right.
A Quiet Place.
Yes.
I'd never seen it. It was pretty good.
What I love is that the movie doesn't start with day one. Like, it starts and we're already like 89 days into whatever the fuck is going on, and mankind is fucked. Or at least this town is fucked.
Well, they were in like day 400 and something.
Yeah, after the...
Oh, so there's a big time jump between what we first see and then...
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it starts with day 89.
I didn't see that, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, like, okay. I have questions about this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked it. Now, you've seen it what? How many times?
Millions. Not literally, but a lot.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can answer some of my questions then?
Okay, I'll try my best.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Hang on, I gotta get mine.
You gotta get your pen and pad?
Yeah. Okay, so, mm-hmm. First question.
Yes.
Are they monsters or aliens?
I think they're aliens because in some of the paper clippings, it said something about like dark angels or something like that. Like they fell from the sky.
Yeah, right.
It was like a meteor or something like that.
Okay.
But what? That doesn't really matter though.
I know. I'm just curious.
Oh, okay.
How many are there?
In the area, there was three, but there's worldwide, three no idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you see that on the little
I did see that. Okay. But I'm wondering like, you
how
know,
many there are everywhere? Yeah. I have no idea. A lot. It would have to be a lot for it to crumble mankind to point to where.
I guess they would be, yeah. But there's just three in that area. I don't know. I asked how many are there because they're so quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're very fast.
Get to like wherever the noise is. Mm-hmm. They could be miles away and they're there in like half a second. Very fast.
Yeah.
Are all the animals dead? Because we see birds flying.
Probably can't catch a bird. Birds up in trees and shit flying around.
Yeah, can they jump? Can they do anything? We don't know.
I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to assume they didn't kill all the birds.
Deer are probably all gone. Mm-hmm. Cows. Any like land
We see those
animals.
Raccoons that they killed.
They can also swim too.
Can they?
Yeah, because like when the baby was in the crib, when the basement was flooding.
It was walking though. It wasn't really swimming. It was tall enough to stand.
It dived under the water.
Yeah, but it could still stand up. Like you could.
Well, yeah, but
it swims. You splash around in 3 feet of water. That's not really swimming.
Well, if you're laying down.
Sure.
How come they didn't kill the raccoons? How come they didn't come
They did kill those raccoons.
They did kill the raccoons?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Remember?
No.
After they fell off the roof and they scurried by and a hand came out of the bushes and... Sorry. Yeah, I killed the raccoon.
Okay, I must have missed that.
They were too loud.
How much sound can people produce?
As long as, the way I understand it, as long as you're not louder than your environment. So like when they were at the river and the river is loud, as long as you're not louder than the river, you're fine.
Interesting.
So like if you had like a generator that was the sound of that area all the time, as long as you're not yelling over that generator, you're fine.
So why wouldn't they just live by the waterfall?
I mean, they're going to move their entire house and build a house quietly by a waterfall. They'd have to haul all that shit. They're just kids.
Built a basement.
I mean, he and his wife. Yeah, that's easy when you build. I mean, that basement was already down there and they just soundproofed it. They just put some paper and shit up. It's not like they like cut wood and hammered nails and built a fucking basement.
I guess.
That'd be kind of hard to do.
It would be hard.
Pack up that entire farm and then move.
A little note. Just kind of funny. Foley artists would be survive from everything. They would never die because they work in like a sound treated room. Mm. So like,
and there's ways to like, you can like cut up jeans and like denim and shit like that and like soundproof something.
What? Really?
Yeah.
How do you know this?
Because clothes, like denim, absorb sound.
Really?
Yeah.
I do not know that.
That's why like closets make like for a good makeshift sound studio because your clothes absorb all the sound.
My tummy. Okay, I had this note before I saw the basement. I said, why not build a soundproof room? Mm-hmm. But they did. Good. How do you keep a baby from crying all the time?
I don't know. And that's the scary part of it. Like, how do you give birth quietly?
Yeah.
Which she didn't do.
How did she?
She did her best, though.
I guess.
Like, you know, she filmed that scene in, like, one take? Like, when she's in the bathtub and she's giving birth. Like, they're sitting there. Like, Krasinski's like, yeah, they're sitting there. She does the scene. And then they break for lunch. And like literally like right when he yells cut, she just goes like Emily Monk just, so what are they serving for lunch? Like she just drops character like instantly and did that performance in like one take. And I'm like, wow, she's good.
She's a great actress.
She's my favorite actress.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really good.
I love Emily Blunt.
Okay. And I need you. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can do this at the end. I don't know. But I need you to explain what their weakness is to me.
It's certain sounds at certain frequencies. Like...
Okay.
Whatever frequency that is, it pierced their ears. I mean, they have sensitive hearing, so it would make sense that sound on a certain... It's just like dogs. Like when you have like a dog whistle and there's that certain frequency where the noise fucks with them and it makes them freak out. It's the same shit.
I guess. But what did... So at the end, spoiler alert if you haven't seen this, but obviously, you know, it's like 3 years old now. You should see it. At the end, you know, she has the little thing... Mm-hmm. And then she puts it on the loudspeaker and then it goes crazy. And then Emily Blunt shoots in the head. Mm-hmm. So it was like standing in front of her before she did that. So why not just shoot it in the head then?
Because once the sound was playing and its armor peeled back, that's when she could shoot it. because it's like armored, and then the noise made its face like open up.
It's disgusting looking.
Yeah. Krasinski actually did the mocap for the creature in that last scene.
Did he really?
Because like the guy wasn't doing what he wanted him to do, and I think the DP was like, just hop in there. And he just put on the little fucking motion capture suit and did it. But yeah, so like this script is only like 45 pages because I was no dialogue.
Emily Blunt and John Krasinski read it on a plane.
Yeah, so he got the spec script and he thought the idea was great and he rewrote it because he thought the focus should be the family, like really flesh out the family. And so he rewrote it and they were doing all these casting calls and stuff for the wife. He couldn't really find anybody and he wanted her to do it. He wanted him to want to do it. She's like, yeah, I don't know. And then she read the script and like they haven't announced who was pretty much set to be the wife. It was a friend of hers. So, I mean, that could mean anything. But after she read the script on the plane, she was like, nobody can play this part but me. And
I think that's a little.
And then he did it. But
I don't like that.
Why?
It's very conceited.
Well, I mean, she didn't want to do it, but then she read it, and then she saw the family
aspect.
Why
can no one play the part? No one else has a family but me!
Well, I don't honestly believe that she was like, you can't make this film unless I'm in it. I don't think it was that literal, but she's like, oh, like, we have to do this together type thing.
That sounds better, but I've heard that saying, like, no one else can do this but me. I've heard that before, and that's always rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, man. So, like, yeah, spoilers. Just talk freely about it. So,
all right, you go with your notes first.
At the end, when Krasinski, like, when he sacrifices himself.
I hate his yell.
And, like, I felt that, man, because you could just feel all of this. It's like he had a knot in his stomach just from this war, like, losing his son, constantly fearing for his family. They just had another fucking baby.
Did he die?
Like, I'm assuming he's dead. And, like, when he lay, like, it just felt like, it felt like a sigh of relief. Like, he just let all of that pain out, and he died. And he sacrificed himself for his kids. Like, that line that Emily Blunt has after she's given birth in her in the basement, she says, what are we if we can't protect them? That hits me every time, because, like, in a world like this, like, even today, like, that's the job of a parent, the way I understand it, that they're always...
Well, of course.
Like, parents are always afraid and worrying about their kids. Doesn't matter how old they are, doesn't matter how successful they are, they're always worrying about it. In that,
I mean,
line,
like, you always worry about Ashley, right? I mean,
well, yes, but she's not my child.
Well, no, but she's, you know, she's a part of your life, she's your family, you know? Sure, same thing. Look, Krista and I have always had this conversation. It's like, well, you know, like, what would happen if like, could you lose me or one of our kids? It's like, oh, fuck, I don't know, it sounds bad.
We've had this conversation too. I'd let the kid die.
I probably would too.
I could make another kid. I can't make another wife.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I mean, granted, we don't have children yet. And all that shit.
Yes, but even though, even still, now my sister, for instance, bye bye, Andrew. He's gone.
You've been dead to me for a long time.
But I don't know. Like, I'm not saying that my sister and my brother-in-law have a terrible relationship. They have a great relationship. But I mean. Sure.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know you. If they're listening, I'll just be quiet.
They're not listening. No, okay, safely.
Cool. I swear your sister hates me.
Why?
I don't know. Every time I see her, maybe that's just the way.
What, Jordan? Janice? Yes. Which one?
Jordan.
Jordan?
Yeah.
No. She can't see. She's legally blind almost.
Have you seen that meme where it's like, probably you saw me and didn't say anything? And, like, it's like a crowd of people and it's blurry. Yeah. And it's that picture of Squidward. He's like squinting. Anyway. Funny. All right, cool.
Should I get on to my notes?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Stuff that I love. The sound design. It's great. Phenomenal. Yeah, it's really good. I know it's ironic to say something because it's a silent film almost, but no, you have to, like, really pay attention.
It's a quiet film. It's not a silent film. There's still sound.
Yeah. Cinematography. Really good. Mm-hmm. Which, again, you have to have it. Like, it has to be stellar if you're going to have, you know, if you're missing, you know, four key aspects that make a film.
This is like
right?
the quintessential, like, show, don't tell film.
Right.
And they rely solely on visual storytelling.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think the first line is spoken until, like, almost an hour in, when out the river.
Yeah. Like I said, one of my notes is here. It says, this is some of the best storytelling I've seen in a long time. It really shows you how creative you have to be when you're lacking something, in this case, words, speaking, sound almost. Yeah, it's great. I love the waterfall scene. That scene in general is really good. Mm. Yeah, it's fun to like see, because I always wondered, like, how many times do you think that he's heard his father's voice or he's heard his son's voice?
In a long time. I mean, because...
It could be a months on end.
I couldn't imagine living in a world where I can't speak.
Think of your deaf.
You can't say anything. What if you sneeze? Well, the daughter was deaf.
I know.
You know, the actress is deaf.
She's hearing impaired. That's cool. She's a great actress.
Krasinski wanted to cast. Though. Yeah, she's a bratty teenager.
I mean, not like, what do you expect? Teenagers are assholes. What? Is Minx scratching at the door?
I think so.
Oh.
I say this all the time. This might sound bad, but like...
Hang on.
In any movie.
Think about it.
In any movie.
Okay.
A teenage girl is like the worst fucking thing. Like they're always, like in movies, they're always, I know this and I'm going to do that. I know what's best for this. And like, it's just, I'm not saying boys aren't like that, but in movies, it's like the girls are super exaggerated. Right. Yeah. Like it's so fucking annoying. Yeah. It's just like, Jesus Christ. Granted. Like in Game of Thrones, Ned Stark, he's like, war was easier than Daltus. I'm like, granted, I don't have any daughters, but.
Yeah, I don't have any. I mean, I haven't.
Punch my teenage daughter in the face.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Go to your room. I don't want to see your face again.
You're not advocating violence, Chance.
Unless it's in film.
Right. I love the attention to detail in this film. Mm-hmm. It's really good. I love the idea for them to walk on sand. I mean, that's
barefoot.
Yeah, barefoot on sand. It's great. I mean,
how long it took them. And how much sand they needed to go all the way. Where were they getting the sand town. From? That's a good question. Mm. Probably town.
Like a store.
Yeah, because, I mean.
Like a home
It
depot.
Was like a agricultural area, so I'm quite sure that you could buy sand from somewhere. I mean, they had a farm.
And you all know how integral sand is into farming.
I mean.
You ever have a loaf of bread? There's sand in there.
I'll trade you this cow for some sand. But I'm going to need the cow to carry my sand back, and then I'll just, then you could just pick the cow up.
Is this bit funny, you think?
It's funny to the cow.
I enjoy it. Oh my God. you already said this. The world building is really good. It looks like a rundown society. It's very believable. I love how they show.
Sorry.
You know what? That didn't register on the mic at all.
Good.
I love how they show that the daughter is deaf.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
How
there's
the sound,
no sound.
Like cut out every time it was from her POV.
Pov. And the last like that I had is that there is amazing tension in this movie.
Yeah. This is anxiety, the movie.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like a lot of horror films are just in it for like jump scares and not like psychological horror.
The thing about
fear.
This movie, like you never really get a sigh of relief. Like you're just like... Mm-hmm. And you're just holding your breath the whole time because it's situation after situation.
So you watched this in the theater, right?
Yes.
What was it like in the theater? Were there a bunch of people around you and everything like that?
I don't remember it being like packed, but it was a decent amount of people in there. And
you have to be pretty quiet.
Yeah, you could hear people just like crunching on food. Like nobody was like audibly making noise. Yeah. It was just like eating and chewing.
Because
like,
we're going to see the second one together this Friday, right?
The 28th. I can't fucking wait.
I'm like,
I remember exactly where I was.
Did you buy tickets already?
No.
Okay.
We need to.
Yeah. When did they go on sale? I'm guessing
they're on sale already.
I'm like, but I should do that.
I remember exactly where I was.
What do you remember?
When they announced that this movie was being pushed back due to
where were
the pandemic.
You?
I was in my work truck at a red light. Yeah, I was on my phone. Fuck them.
That's not safe.
I was at a red light.
I don't care.
I got a notification. I looked down. It was like A Quiet Place too. Pushed, and I was like, and it was like 2 or 3 weeks out from the release, and I was like, fuck, like they had the premiere and I'd seen that and all that kind of stuff, and like the reviews, some early reviews were coming out, and they're like, yeah, Quiet Place 2,
they probably knew for a long
time.
I
was so fucking mad about that, and I was like, bruh, this is my most anticipated film of the year. Because
I'm sorry that happened to you, Chance.
Because yeah, movies during a time like this. But
once again, go to the theater, support your filmmakers, yes, support
your local
who,
theaters.
Yeah, local theaters for sure, absolutely. And like again, a common misconception You think you're just going to the theater, you're supporting the director who made the film? Not true. There's also millions of other people who worked on that project.
Yes.
Support them too.
What do you think all those credits are for?
That's right. Watch the credits sometimes too, you know?
Nah.
No, come on. Wouldn't you want to, if we're in a film, what if we're like one of the last people credited? Wouldn't you want people to stick around and watch that? All right.
Just screenshot.
No, it's not the same, man.
Sure.
Do you have anything that you disliked about this movie? Like anything that rubbed you the wrong way? Or rubbed you at all? Have you been rubbed, Jim?
Not today.
Not today? Let's take care of that.
No, not really. Like I said, this is my favorite film of 2018. I think it's perfect, man. Like the pacing is great. It's only like an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's pretty short.
It moves pretty quickly. And quietly.
You know, if you look it up on Google, it says this movie is 3 hours and 36 minutes. I'm not even kidding you. Check it out.
That's hilarious.
I even told Google, I'm like, that's not the right information.
Hey, Google.
Don't do that.
This is wrong.
It'll pick you up.
Oh, yeah. Well, not my phone.
Well, we have the little Google speakers.
Oh, fuck them Google speakers.
Okay, if you don't have anything that you dislike.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
I only have five things.
Oh, only five.
Oh, sorry. Six. Six. The CGI is a little lacking at times. Mm. I was thinking maybe it's because it's a tighter budget, but no, it had a pretty big budget. It had like $140 million.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Check it out. Okay. You know when she's going up the stairs after... Was that your throat?
Yeah, it was.
After she's going up the stairs.
Yes, with the lodger.
Yeah. And
it snags on the nail.
Yeah. That shot lingers for far too long. I get it. They want to be
I want to know why the fuck a nail is sticking up out of the floor like that.
Yeah, a little weird.
I guess they can't really...
But like, it's not even in a position where a nail should be there. It's like someone just did it to be a dick.
Nah, bro. It says they had a budget of 17 mil.
17 million? Get out of here. Maybe I was looking at the box office.
It grossed 188.
Maybe that's what I was looking at.
Worldwide, it made $340 million. Opening weekend domestically, it made $50 million. That's not bad.
50 mil?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, look at this. A Quiet Place. 3 hours, 36 minutes.
What the fuck?
And I'm like, fuck, I'm like starting this at 10 o'clock. I'm like, I'm going to have any fucking time to watch this.
3 hour quiet movie. Yeah, no way.
Oh, you know what? You're right. It does say $17 to $21 million. Yep.
I estimate 21 me.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I can forgive that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not a lot of money. It's probably just the right amount, depending upon what you're making, but still.
Yeah, I mean, because I mean, like, the monsters are there.
Yeah,
but they're not like
hidden.
Yeah, they're not like a huge part of the movie,
which kind of sucks. Because like, whenever you introduce, like, I love aliens. I love the thought of space and stuff like that. Every time they introduce like an alien creature, I just like, I want to see it. I want to see them naked. I do.
Well, they are naked.
Well, I know. I want to see what their genitalia looks like.
Why?
Because I know what human genitalia look like.
You pervert.
Thank you. I don't know. It's just, it's just intriguing. It's something new. It's different.
Yeah, sure. Like Kong. Like, how come he didn't have that? It's just a huge...
Well, I know what a monkey's penis looks like, Chance. I've seen plenty. Used to work at the zoo.
Wow. Go on.
I think the hearing aid thing is a little cheesy, but I don't know what that was.
What do you mean?
I don't know. That's all I wrote down. I can't remember. Probably like her interference, like when with the monster. I don't know. Yeah, and they're strong enough to rip through a grain silo, but he's also not strong enough to rip through the top of a truck. A little weird. Didn't really think about that, did they?
I mean...
Okay. good argument. If one shotgun blast to the head will kill them, why not just shoot them all?
Because they're armored, and it needed to be weak from the...
Yes, I wrote that down before you told me.
From the thing.
Here and then the biggest sin was the last fucking shot of the film.
Yeah, it is. It is. That is the most Michael Bay ism of this whole movie. Of just the
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that was the
that pissed me off. Yeah, that dropped it down a whole point.
I bet that was a note from him. Like, you gotta have a rack to shotgun, okay? You got to push in real tight. Cut to black.
So stupid.
That's your film.
That being said, I really did enjoy this movie. I gave it an 8.5 out of 10. Wow. I was putting a dish away when the movie was playing, and something really loud happened. I freaked the fuck out.
Yeah, if you have a sound system, this is like the best movie.
Yeah, it's really good. No, solid film. I feel like it tries to reinvent the wheel, and it kind of does.
It's fresh, and it's like it's unique. It's a well-paced horror film. Like, yeah. you don't think horror from John Krasinski.
Right.
Like, he's made a film before this.
What has he made before?
I can't remember the name of this movie, but I've watched it.
No, but I can definitely see watching this movie again, and that's pretty rare sometimes.
Wow, look at that. My phone won't load. Oh, there it is.
I haven't killed time for you, Chance.
Excuse me?
And I'm still killing time.
Time is a construct. It can't be
killed.
Talk
about alien genitalia some more if you'd like.
The Hollers is the name of the movie.
Interesting how your phone loaded right then and there.
It's got Anna Kendrick, Charlie Day, Richard Jenkins. I like Richard Jenkins.
Don't know who that is.
This guy. He's the dad from Step Brothers.
Oh, I do know that.
The guy from District 9's in this movie. He plays...
Holy shit, I love him.
He plays his brother.
Yeah, he's great.
Randall Park's in the movie. Yeah, it's a good movie. I like it.
What's it about?
It's about this guy comes back home after his mom has like a... She has like a stroke. And it turns out that she's got like this brain tumor. So he comes home. He hasn't been home in a long time. Helps take care of his mom. She preps for her brain surgery and blah, blah, blah. It's a fun movie. Family movie. He directed a few episodes of The Office, too.
Yes, he did. Yeah, in the later seasons, yeah. No, in the earlier seasons, too, I think.
Chia-booey.
No, 8.5 out of 10. Loved it. Watched it again.
Yeah. I have watched it again. I will watch it again. I will keep watching it.
Anything else to add?
I love it.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Watch list.
I actually watched something.
Okay, let me hear it.
Arrested Development.
Haven't you seen that before?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That came straight out of the back of your throat. It was disgusting. I used to work at a Jewish retirement home, and their menu was kosher.
Don't do it.
Their menu was kosher, and they would have challah. And this guy, they're all, the residents are sitting at this table, and the guy goes, hey, can you pass the challah? And she's like, what? He's like, challah. And she's like, I don't know what you're saying. He said, the bread. And she just passed it to him, and it was the funniest fucking thing. I was like, why are you doing that to him? You know exactly what he's asking for. He put so much as on the, oh my God, it was, she said, what? I don't know what you need. It's hilarious. Anyway.
Yes, Arrested Development, one of my favorite shows. I haven't seen it in a long time, though.
Isn't that the Jason Bateman show?
Yeah. Ron Howard, Portia de Rossi. What's his name? Will Arnett. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey Tambor. And then the woman who played the mom just passed away recently.
Mm-hmm. I did see that.
She was also an Archer, too. She's really funny. I can't remember. Jessica something? Jessica... I can't remember.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Great show. If you've never watched it, holy fuck.
Is
Ron Howard narrates the entire thing, and yes, it is. Hmm. It went away for so long. Like, it was canceled in, like, 2010, right? Hmm. And then Netflix brought it back. Like, after, you know, Jason Bateman,
is it still
a huge star. I don't know. I really don't. Like, David Cross is in it, too. And
there's
like,
no way. He's probably too busy with Ozark.
Yeah. Because
he, like, produces that show, and he directs some of it. Jason Bateman's actually a really good director.
Yeah, he's a good actor too. Yeah, loved it. Love that show. You should watch it.
I watched Zack Snyder's Army of the Dead on Netflix.
I can't believe we didn't do that one.
Pretty okay. It's all right. I mean, it's fine. Like they kind of he kind of reinvents the wheel with the zombies.
Hey,
it's not
that.
Like it's not like your typical zombies, which I appreciate it. He did something new and creative. He's also the DP on this movie, and like, there's some interesting shots. Like sometimes the camera will linger on somebody and you like won't pull focus as they move and it's like kind of blurred. A lot of scenes look like they're out of focus, but like
I have to ask.
He did that on purpose, and like he loves that depth of field shit where like everything's out of focus and then somebody will step forward and they themselves are in focus, but everything else is, I don't know.
Now, is he the DP as in he's the director of photography and also the camera op?
Yes.
Okay.
It's pretty
That's
cool.
kind of
he wrote, directed,
more
produced
nomenclature.
Yeah. So that's pretty badass. Yeah. Batista's great in the film. It's after a zombie apocalypse that they've managed to quarantine into Vegas. This team breaks into Vegas. It's a heist movie during a zombie apocalypse.
Right, I remember you saying that.
Yeah, it's pretty all right.
I kind of want to watch it. Like, I'm not going to lie.
It is too long, though. It's like 2.5 hours, and it feels like 2.5 hours.
Jesus, fuck.
Yeah, yeah. So, I remember we're watching it, and I'm like, there's still an hour left of this fucking movie. Ashley went to bed for, like, the third act.
See, now, if you're saying that, that's not necessarily a good sign.
Yeah, it feels like some of the scenes are kind of, like, stretched out just for runtime.
Like, a Quentin Tarantino film can never be too long, right?
Yeah. Well,
Inglourious Basterds, I could watch so much of that.
That is
Hateful Eight.
Have you watched like the extended version?
Like the 3-hour version?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. It's pretty good. They break it up into like episodes. Seasons. Yeah. So I think it's like 4.
I would watch it though.
Yeah, it's okay. It's definitely not his worst film.
I brought the mic closer to hear me yawn.
That show I've been watching, Mayor of Easttown, with Kate Winslet, that HBO
Eastbound
series.
Now.
There's another episode tonight. Last week's episode was crazy. What's his name is in it? He's in the show. Evan Peters, Quicksilver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's in the show, too. Last week was crazy. So I can't wait to watch it tonight. I think there's only 2 episodes left.
Hey, look at that. Ironic, we were just talking about my sister. Look how good looking I was. Oh, gosh, I miss those days.
Man, that blue really brings out your eyes.
I look good, man.
And I started Vikings season 1. It's pretty cool. I love saying the main character's name. His name is Ragnar Lothbrok.
Jesus, that's a long name.
Well, his first name is Ragnar. And then his last.
Ragnar Lothbrok.
Yeah, and then like every time someone addresses him, they say his whole fucking name. Ragnar Lothbrok. Tell me Ragnar Lothbrok. Yeah, so his first name is Ragnar, and then Lothbrok.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
Ragnar Rock.
I'm enjoying it. Gustav Skarsgård is in it. He plays Floki.
That's one of the...
They named him after
the
god Loki, because, you know, they're Vikings.
Floki, so fake Loki.
Pretty much.
Floki.
Yeah, he's quite strange.
I do want to watch Vikings. He's looks good.
He's the only Skarsgård... Well, not the only one, but I hadn't seen him in anything before. I knew he was in it. But he's got the most, like, Swedish name out of all of them.
What's his name?
Gustav. Then you got Alexander. You got Bill.
Gustav. That's, like, a very Spanish name.
But, yeah. It's a good show. That's it.
Okay.
Oh.
We have a question of the week?
No, we don't have. Oh, wait. I rewatched The Magnificent Seven, the remake, directed by Anton Fuqua with
Christopher
Denzel.
Denzel
and Chris Pratt. I actually like that movie.
It's good?
Yeah.
I had no clue what it was about. I thought it was a comedy.
It's a remake of a remake of a remake.
Oh, really?
Because the original film is Seven Samurai.
Oh, at Kurosawa. Yeah.
And then they remade that into The Magnificent Seven, which
was a
Western.
Have you ever seen Seven Samurai?
No.
It's like 4 hours long.
Yeah. So there's that, and then the remake, the Western remake with...
Western remake.
With Steve McQueen. And then
oh God, Steve McQueen in a Western? Oh my God.
I like this movie though. It's pretty good. Denzel's pretty badass. And that's how Fuqua was talking about.
Is Steve McQueen still alive?
No, he's dead.
He's dead?
Yeah. He was talking about when he sat down with MGM and all the producers.
Anton Fuqua.
When he sat down with MGM and all the producers to make this film. He was like, as a director, he was like, what will make this exciting in an event for me is Denzel Washington. And he said that and the whole room felt quiet. And he thought that they were going to be like, yeah, can we pull off a black cowboy? And like the room fell quiet and he said the name and they all looked around and were like, you think you can get him? And it's like, and it just went from there and it was really funny. But yeah, I mean, they've made 3 or 4 movies together. They made Training Day. Ethan Hawke is in this as well. So it's pretty cool.
What's his name?
Ethan Hawke.
No.
Handsome Hawke.
There it is.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good in the movie. His name is Goodnight Rose Show.
Okay. Stupid.
What? It's a Western.
Goodnight.
Because he's a great shot, so good night is in your dead. Robichaux.
What is it? What's the second part?
Robichaux.
Robichaux.
Yeah. It's like French or something like that.
Okay.
But he's not French.
Question of the week.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Chance brought up a good one. Favorite horror film?
Horror.
Horror film.
know if I have a favorite horror film.
This one? A Quiet Place?
Maybe Hereditary.
I've got to say that's probably a Blair Witch Project. The Blair Witch Project.
I came home the other day and Ashley was watching the remake and I made her turn it off because it was just so bad.
No, there was a remake.
Yeah, the most recent one.
Is it really bad?
I didn't care for it.
Well, I can see that we're boring. Excuse you, me. Charles.
Chanzay.
Sorry, I gotta go.
Chanzay so. McDuffie. McDuffie.
Guys, thanks for listening, as always.
Yeah.
Be sure to subscribe, follow us on social media, and tell us what you like about the show. Drop us a review, too, on iTunes or wherever else you can leave reviews. Google Podcasts. I don't think you can leave a review on Spotify. So.
I don't know. I don't have Spotify.
Or Amazon's podcast service. They have one.
I'm sure you can like rate.
Yeah, probably.
On Spotify.
Yeah. Like, just tell us how we're doing.
Some stars. Yeah. Yeah, man. We'd love to hear it. Read it.
All right. Should we? We did get a new review on iTunes. Should I read it?
Sure.
Okay. Let me pull it up real quick. That's how we'll end out the show. All right. Thanks. All right.
Okay.
Did I read this one before?
I don't know.
I've been listening to this podcast for a few weeks, and it's quickly become my new favorite. Chance and Logan have an entertaining, witty banter that's relatable, yet knowledgeable. They cover a variety of movie genres and clearly have a passion for film. Really?
I'm so glad.
If you enjoy banter podcasts, this one's a fun one.
Are we a banter podcast, though?
I guess we're probably sometimes, 50-50.
Yeah. Did you write that review?
I did not, know.
Do you know who wrote that review?
This is T. White. Probably Theo.
Probably.
I would assume.
Yeah, we know him, though, so it's not.
Yeah, but how well do we know him?
I mean, you.
Yeah, he's hired him. Yeah, but like, I wouldn't say like he's like our best friend. That's
when's
like,
his birthday?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. So he took some time to
yeah, like Theo. Us.
Yeah, me too.
If you're listening,
fuck you, Theo. Just kidding.
Thanks.
No, thank you.